What would you say is the key for the two countries to push forward bilateral ties?
Myanmar is facing a cascade of economic challenges, especially improvement of its infrastructure. Chinese companies, businessmen are very strong in building all these infrastructure facilities. And at the same time, these Chinese companies must abide by the laws and regulations of Myanmar and shoulder their social responsibility, help the local and not only economic development, but also social development. They will make sure that all these projects they participate must be mutually beneficial. At this moment, we know that China and Myanmar enjoys political mutual trust, and they now have confirmed that they will continue with their friendly policy towards each other and seek win-win approaches to economic development and economic trade ties. And so at this moment, a key to the further development of the bilateral ties will be practical cooperation, because politically, actually, the two countries have enjoyed a very strong and firm foundation despite the changes in the administration. This is evident from the visit by former Mr. Wang Yi and previous political exchanges between the two sides. And it's time now to ensure that the two sides will implement all these projects and have a new roadmap for further and closer economic trade relations, and also to promote people-to-people exchanges.
And a major task for Wang Yi is to overcome blockages with the Chinese-invested Myeongsong Dam project. Why is that project so much valued by Beijing? And what might be hampering the Chinese side's effort to restart the project?
I don't believe that for Mr. Wang Yi's visit to Myanmar this time will address any specific or individual issue. It is a chance for the two sides to compare notes, to assess the general situation and to compare notes on their policy towards each other. But Myeongsong Dam project is indeed a mega project, and it was suspended back in 2011 because of some opposition from some political forces groups and some, for example, environmentalist groups. This project has been deemed to be beneficial to Myanmar in terms of economic development and the provision of jobs.